Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, February the 21st. I'm Louise.
I'm Phil.
And I'm George.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:07 a.m. and sunset will be at 5:38 p.m. Temperatures are expected to drop once again, reaching lows of 4 degrees Celsius, 39.2 Fahrenheit, during the day, and -3, 26.6 Fahrenheit, over Monday night. We are not expecting any snow, but do expect plenty of cloud cover with some sunlight showing through.
Again, we would like to announce that the old paper-style £10 notes will run out of circulation on Thursday the 1st of March 2018, and it will be the last day that you can use the old-style notes. Some retailers, banks and building societies may still accept the old £10 note, but that is at their own discretion. The Bank of England will always exchange old notes and can be presented in person or via the post at the sender's risk to Department NEX, Bank of England, Threadneedle Street, London, EX2R8AH. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it can be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we are going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Sessions to raise awareness of online and offline frauds and scams are being held this month at the Storehouse in Broiley Hill. The sessions on Tuesday the 27th of February at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. are being delivered by Safe and Sound, Dudley's Community Safety Partnership, in conjunction with West Midlands Police and the Illegal Money Lending Team. They will raise awareness of various frauds and scams and loan sharks among Dudley residents, and also provide information of how to report incidents and where support or advice can be accessed from. Every year, the British public lose billions of pounds to scammers who bombard people with online, mail, door-to-door and telephone scams. Scams are often difficult to investigate. They can be complicated and involve many people. They can take a lot of resources to investigate, and courts can find it difficult to convict suspects. Councillor Laura Taylor, Cabinet Member responsible for community safety, said, "Prevention through awareness is the best way for us to combat scammers. Anyone can be a victim of fraud. You can be any age, and the increased use of technology means new opportunities to scam people are created. Through these invaluable sessions, we can raise awareness of the way scammers and loan sharks operate in Dudley and equip residents with the skills to recognise when they may be at risk of fraud."
Nominate your child for a once-in-a-lifetime experience. As part of a charity match between West Bromwich Albion and Stourbridge, the Mary Stevens Hospice is offering 3 deserving children the chance to enjoy a truly special day with us. Do you know a young person who really deserves a special day? Mary Stevens Hospice are looking for 3 deserving children who would love to be a flag bearer for their charity match between West Bromwich, Albion and Stourbridge Football Club. The chosen children will have the chance to meet all of the legends playing for both teams, be given the VIP experience throughout the day and then carry the flags of West Bromwich Albion and Stourbridge and Mary Stevens Hospice at the start of the game in front of a sellout crowd. The deadline for nominations is Wednesday, the 28th of February, as the independent committee will meet on Thursday, the 1st of March, to choose which 3 children will be given a once-in-a-lifetime experience on the day. For more information, call 01384 443 010 or visit http://www.mrstevenshospice.org. marysteamshospice.co.uk/flagbearer.
Finally, a secluded island hotel just off the English coast becomes a crime scene as a scandal-inducing femme fatale is felled. All the guests on the island are suspects, but are they alone, and is this the first crime this idyllic island has witnessed? Award-winning theatre company New Old Friends present Crimes Under the Sun, a comedy thriller directed by James Farrell, associate director The 39 Steps, West End. The show features four actors playing multiple outrageous characters and a plot that romps along the company's trademark inventive style. Inspired by Agatha Christie, Hitchcock and film noir, you are invited on a hilarious but murderous trip to a classic English Riviera retreat. This performance is taking place at the Arena Theatre in Wolverhampton at 7:30pm on Wednesday the 28th of February. Tickets cost £12 full price and £10 concessions. For more information, call 01902 321 321.
Thank you, Louise and Phil. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. If you've got an old pair of glasses that you no longer want or need, then why not donate them to our Sri Lanka appeal and help others who have never had the chance to benefit from wearing a pair of spectacles? To date, the Beacon Centre has sent out almost 2,000 pairs of glasses to the country to help those living in a remote region. The glasses donated by people from across the Black Country and Staffordshire are sent out to the Senahaza Foundation, which is a registered charity run by Buddhist monks. They arrange for an optician to check them for their prescriptions, and special ceremonies are held to hand them over to people in the remote Kurrenigala region. The Beacon Centre's head of enterprise, Tracy Ford, said, "It's wonderful to hear that the glasses so kindly donated by members of the public are benefiting so many people. We are continuing to collect any old pairs of spectacles to go out to the country, and if anyone would like to make a donation, they can pop into Beacon Opticians Plus at our Sedgley Centre. Donations can also be made at any of our 7 retail shops around the region." And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So, it's goodbye from Joyce.
Goodbye from Louise.
And goodbye from Phil.